going to call to order a regular meeting for the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District for Wednesday, August 3rd, 2015. Please, roll call, please.
Director Hill?
Here.
Chairman Schultz?
Here.
Director Guerrero?
Here.
Very good. Would you all please stand with us for the Pledge of Allegiance tonight?
Hands over your heart, follow me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Boy, I love the acoustics in here. Nothing like doing the pledge. Okay. At this point, the board's going to review the agenda as presented by staff and determine if we want to make any changes. Do any board members want to make any changes to the agenda?
No. Okay. I just wondered on the approval of the minutes for the meeting of July 20th. None of us were here at that, if that should be deferred for another board.
Okay. So why don't, when we get to that point, we'll take that action.
Okay.
Very good. Public comments. Is there anyone that would like to address the board under public comment?
Good evening. I'm Julie Tacker, and at my house, we have begun to call this resume gate. And for some of you, Matt hasn't been here the whole time. Some of you have missed a little bit. I have been requesting the actual resume of your new district manager since actually before he was hired. Before he was hired, I understood I couldn't have it. He hadn't signed his contract. Subsequently, I've asked for it. Your district legal counsel has refused to give it to me. They've gone so far as to retype his qualifications and present that to me as if that was something that would pacify me. I don't know if everyone knows, but recently the Grover Beach hired a new city manager. So I asked the same of Grover Beach for the resume of the new city manager. And I got that today. So at your last meeting, and since none of you were here, Mr. Brown, as an alternate, asked for the resume. And he was told by district legal counsel that that may take a board action to give him the resume. He's a board member. I don't quite understand that. I don't know if he's received it, but it occurs to me that as a board member, he has absolutely every right to look into Mr. Huebner's personnel file because the board is who hires, directly contracts with Mr. Huebner. So I hope he was able to see the resume. All I want is a redacted copy. Any sensitive information clearly, I expect that it would be removed. So I don't know what Mr. Huebner's reasons are for not turning over the document. At your last board meeting, and again, you weren't here, but your board took some significant actions to save the district money. About $3,000 was saved through a couple of things that they did. But to continue to argue over the resume costs staff time, district legal counsel time, and I still stand. Mr. Hill has asked for it. I think others have asked for it. It is a public document, and it should be released. And I will ask again that you order Mr. Huebner to release the document to the public in the name of transparency, which I've heard off every one of your tongues. Be transparent and produce the document.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Ms. Price, can you pull the microphone down? They're unable to hear
yes,
you.
But
thank you.
I guess I can just step back from it. Is that okay?
Can check that, I'm sorry. Thanks.
Is mine a...
No.
Let's see, it's just...
Unless that's over there. Do you know John? Mayor Scholl was asking
about it. You don't have one either, huh?
These are...
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Ms. Shall I go
Price.
Ahead?
Yes, please.
Sorry, Ms. Price.
Okay. That's okay.
Sorry for the interruption.
Well, I have missed a few meetings off and on, so I don't know everything that has gone on. I wanted to suggest that on the website there be a link to go to the videos of the meetings. If it's there, I'm not finding it. And I have tried a couple of times to find where the videos of these meetings are, and I just haven't been able to locate them. And I'm not really good with the computer, so it's probably me. Although, if there was a link at the website, I can pull up the agendas very easily. You know, it's not a problem. I have no problem with that. I'd like to be able to pull up the videos of the meetings as well when I miss them, or go back and watch things that I hear about, and I'm not sure that's what I heard. I wanted to say that in the interest of transparency, I would like the resume released also. I think, to me, it's very interesting to me that it hasn't been released and there's such a struggle going on. Now I want to look at it. And before, I had no real interest in it. It creates suspicion in me that it's not being released. I really would like to see it released at this point. This seems really silly. If it's okay to release it, if other agencies can do that, I see no reason why we don't do it. I wanted to address a couple of things about the new administrator. He's an expensive new administrator. I would have preferred if we'd had just a part-time administrator, but we have a full-time one, and I'm okay with that. I do have a problem with having an office off-site. I see no reason to have an office off-site. I think it should be on-site. That's where the work is done. That's where the projects are going to be taken care of. That's where people can come to the office, get a tour from John, become informed, and be a part of the project. It not only costs for an office, but we'd have to have a secretary to mind the office when he wasn't there, I would imagine. And I just think that it would be better if he was closer to the work. And my mind says, well, maybe it's the smell, but it's a sanitary district. I see no reason why that should be a problem either. Other people work in that and survive quite well. In the past, I've heard our interim administrator come to meetings and tell us the meetings he had gone to and what was discussed at those meetings and what was planned to go on, you know, what came of them and how he was going to go forward with the people that he talked to or agencies. I don't recall hearing that much of that lately. Maybe there aren't meetings that need to be gone to right now, but I would like a more full report here for the public, for me. That's why I come. I want to find out what's going on. I'd like to hear it from the administrator, what the progress is on these projects that we've got. Doesn't have to be lengthy. Just let me know what's going on. I'm really glad John is here giving his report. I always love his reports. He makes them interesting. I feel I really, really know what's going on there. Oh, and I wanted an update on what's going on with the payments, the ones that are going to the tax board, the ones that aren't. What are we doing with that. I'm not real clear if Grover and Arroyo are going to go onto the tax rolls or not. Again, I prefer we didn't, and that's not my decision. It's my preference, though. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Price. Is there anyone else?
This is close. Good evening, Chair Scholes and directors. I'd like to echo some of the comments of the previous speaker, Mrs. Price. And Chair Scholes, I noticed an awful lot of head nodding while Julie was asking for that resume. And so I'm hoping that means that you're in agreement that we can put this silly little feud behind us. I think one of my main concerns for this district has been our excessive legal bills. Since I've started coming here, it's been nonstop legal action. And I just don't understand why that's necessary. We, as a district, have a well-run plant, and yet we have legal bills that make it seem like we're the most goofed-up district ever. You would never know. Our legal bills do not reflect the fact that our district is operating in compliance, good reports. I mean, I realize we had a spill, but it's time to move past that and start acting like, or our legal bills should represent the fact that we are operating well. We should be done with whatever happened prior, and it's time to start clear with a clean slate, so to speak. Get those legal bills down and reflect the fact that we are operating well. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Spencer. Is there anyone else? Seeing no one come forward, let me close public comment. Mr. Huebner.
Yeah, I'd like to make just a few comments about this resume issue. And as you know, this has been an ongoing issue that Ms. Tacker has pursued. I want to make clear that how I proceeded with it is based on experience in a number of forums in terms of what's in a personnel file. And as you know, this particular one, the resume, was not in the district files. I did produce it on the board's directive, and I did put it in my personnel file. But this is, as several of the commentators made, this becomes a it's become a distraction. There's not intent to become a distraction. There's a lot of positive things that the district is doing. And so in that regard, I do want to say that we have legally responded to all public records requests. And certainly whenever someone threatens legal or litigation, we have to have, to protect the district's interests, we have to have legal involvement. So that's where some of those expenses are. But again, to emphasize that I want to put this matter to rest. Today I'm going to provide a redacted copy from my own files to Ms. Tacker to put this issue to rest. So I don't know if our legal counsel wanted to add anything to that. Again, you know, a lot of positive things are going on. We did respond to everything legally that Ms. Tacker was entitled to, and we've gone way above that by voluntarily doing that today. So,
legal counsel, you have anything?
I have no further questions. I mean, comments, but I'd be happy to answer any questions you have on any of the work we've done or any of the issues that we've been asked to look into.
Very good. Well, I just want to say thank you to Mr. Huebner for voluntarily providing that, and I think it was becoming a distraction, and I think some of the speakers brought that up. So hopefully that brings that issue to a resolution and we can continue moving forward, I think, as Ms. Spencer said. And do any of the other board members have any comments or anything you want to say?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, let's move forward. We are going to move to the consent agenda. And I believe on this one, Board Member Guerrero, you pointed out that the minutes for the meeting of July 20th, none of us were in attendance. So, legal counsel, should we defer that item? Or how should we address that item this evening?
Yes, if a majority of the members sitting today have not viewed the meeting on videotape, then it'd be appropriate to continue it to the next meeting. And if you have not viewed it, to view it between now and the next meeting, and then you'd be allowed to vote on it on whether or not the minutes accurately reflect what is in the video.
Okay, very good. So I think with that, then we'll just pull that item from consent. Do any other board members want to pull any other items from consent? Okay.
No, I'm good with the others. I would request that the minutes identify speakers who addressed an item but don't say whether they spoke in favor or opposition to the item or some other comment. I would request that if we're going to put the fact that someone spoke to an item, that they give not a long summary but a very brief general sense of the comment.
Okay. I think that can be done, correct? Okay. So then with that, we have two items on consent. We're going to pull item 5A. Item 5B is the approval of warrants. 5C is the financial review at June 30, 2016. Do any members of the community want to address the consent agenda this evening?
Good evening again. I'm Julie Tacker, and I think I said this two meetings ago. I'm hopeful this is the last of the Downey brand warrants. And in light of that, I think it's prudent to develop an accounting of how much was paid to Downey brand over the course of this litigation. I think you should also add the fees associated with the litigation from Mr. Seitz and any other special counsel. Also should be included in the tally is the work that the Wallace Group did on, in effect, paralegal work in preparation for the ACL hearing back in September of 2012. I think it's important to know how much, and it's really your predecessors who spent a considerable amount of this district's money fighting a fine that could have been resolved, and I'm hopeful that it's resolved tonight, but I think we're on the order of the same amount of money. This district spent about the same amount of money as if you had just paid the fine. And so whatever, if you do reach a settlement, whatever that settlement is, it's above that legal expenditure. And so really the ratepayers need to know how much in all told has been spent on the litigation, on the fine, and when we put it all to bed, how much it's cost the district.
Is there anyone else that would like to comment on the consent agenda? Seeing no one come forward, let me close it and bring it back to the board. If there's no additional discussion, is someone prepared to make a motion?
I move to approve 5B and C.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. If there's no additional discussion, roll call, please.
Director Hill?
Yes.
Chairman Scholes?
Yes.
Director Guerrero?
Yes.
Very good. Let's move on to item number six.
Be done. System. see what time it we hope. Get into coming. In water. Part of SN.
closest. Money and spring. That
Mindy.
If there's
getting
in this.
Should have. And off. Here tonight. But is to take.
We're both.
Those. time.
Interesting. You did. Which leads. Rest of Ben. Project. Here. Contract. And for the
to the board.
I would.
the here. Board last. For
Come in. Cross.